Blog Talk Radio.
Let it be real. Let it be real. Let it be.
Android,
laptops, you name it, Lord God, you are able, Lord God. You do miracles, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ. So, Lord God, we just ask, Lord God, send your anointing, Lord God, that everybody that's here by divine appointment, they are gathered in your name, God. Even those who are not saved, we just pray that the hardened heart will be broken up right now, break up the fallow ground, Lord God, and that the Alabama spirituals may begin to inject the word of God through their songs, Lord God, and penetrate that heart and bring that backslider to the Lord and bring that lukewarm person, heat him up with your anointing, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ. So we thank you, Lord God, that the atmosphere is now shift. We bring everything under the authority of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus, all hearts and mind. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And you're now tuned into the Kingdom Voices Gospel Radio broadcast, where we interview and put on the spot the very best gospel artists nationally, regionally, and locally. Tonight's broadcast, like I said, is brought to you by Independent Media Group, sponsored by Nathan On The Spot. The number tonight is 347-945-5416. That is 347-945-5416, as we get into our scripture reading. And tonight's scripture will be brought to you none other than John chapter 8, 56, 57, and 58. And it reads, "Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it, and was glad." 57. Then said the Jews unto him, "Thou art not yet 50 years old. Hast thou seen Abraham?" 58. Jesus said unto them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am." We bless the hearers and the doers of God's holy word in the name of Jesus Christ. We'd like to give a special shout out, amen, to our affiliates and our brothers and sisters overseas listening in West Uganda. Praise God. We give a special shout out to Apostle Friday and all the saints that are over there. Amen. Gathered, amen, and laboring for this gospel. Amen. Many are dying over there. Many are thirsting for the word of God. So we just want to just release to your leaders that are listening around the world, just take time just to remember the saints that are over there laboring and the missionaries, and to send your respectable leaders over there to get their hands and feet wet in the gospel of truth, amen, because there's a lot of work that needs to be done over there in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Now we're going to introduce, amen, on the Kingdom Voices Gospel Program, where we interview the very best, amen. We have the legendary Dove Award nominees and Rhythm Gospel Award winning, the Alabama Spirituals. Come forth at this time.
Good evening to everybody. How's everybody doing? This is Reverend
Ed. How are we doing?
Alabama Spirituals, and it's good to be on tonight.
We know y'all busy, man. We know y'all busy doing the work of the Lord. And from what I understand, go ahead and introduce yourselves, all of y'all in your respectable offices, because we got some Holy Ghost heat up here on here tonight, saints of God, amen. Go ahead and introduce yourselves.
I'm Reverend Eddie Hunter, one of the lead singers of the Alabama Spirituals.
Reverend Bobby Hunter, one of the lead singers for the Alabama Spirituals also.
Brother Virgil Burns, background singer for the Alabama Spirituals.
Brother Stan Hunter, manager, and a little bit of everything for the Alabama Spirituals.
All right.
Amen, amen. A little bit of everything. Brother Stan is the cleanup man for the Alabama Spirituals, amen.
Man.
Ain't no bones about it, amen. We thank God for all you men of God, amen. And I'm just going to, you know, pass it around. Y'all can answer as y'all and feel the Holy Spirit lead y'all, amen. But I think my first question, this is my question, amen, and then we just going to flow by the anointing. This is unscripted, amen. I've been doing this a little bit while, so I'm just going to go with the anointing, amen. Isn't it a wonderful thing that God has brought together such powerful men of God? I think this is real key. How do you feel about that, God bringing all y'all together in various dimensions to do this work of the Alabama Spirituals?
Only God can do this. Only God can do this. And when he does it, he has a purpose and a plan for it. You know, we have a singing ministry that people need to hear and need to be ministered to and be blessed by it. And so only if anybody know, God knows, because he was the one who put us together for this particular purpose. And we are just thankful for that.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. So y'all been doing this for about 25 years. Y'all have seen a lot of artists come and go. Y'all seen a lot of groups come and go. You've seen a lot of saints go home to be with the Lord Jesus Christ. What's some of the things that have impacted y'all over these 25 years of doing this for the Lord?
Well, mostly because through the singing ministry, like I said, we've seen a lot of people come. We've seen a lot of people go. And through the singing ministry, there have people have given their life to Christ. And that's been the biggest impact of,
Amen.
The group is
Amen.
Is make sure that people know Christ in their life, because some people say singing won't save you, but singing will sure fix you up for the word of God. And you must hear the word of God in order to be saved. So we bring it through singing in order for people to be able to hear it. And also there's a healing through singing.
Amen.
And it'll bring you closer in contact with the Spirit of God in those situations.
Amen.
So how did y'all phenomenal men of God come together for such a time as this?
Well, we've been in this, you know, we can call it a business because it is a business, but it's a Christian business. Amen.
Right.
See, the thing people got to understand, we're a family. I mean, we're immediate family. You know, nephews, uncles, and cousins. And we've been in this business. I mean, we started as teenagers, 17, 18 years old, traveling all over the world. You know, we jump in our old car and hook a U-Haul to it, and we head out to Oklahoma, New York, or Florida, somewhere, just to appear on programs. We used to do this Monday through Fridays, you know, Saturdays, whatever we got a call to go, we just go. So the Lord has truly blessed us, you know. Amen.
My God.
So how hard has it been for y'all doing this music and balance? How do all, and we got some, you know, artists that's listening to read around the world, various gospel artists, how do you have that balance having families, having children, and having to go on the road? I think Harvey Watkins of the Kenton Spirituals often said it best in the song. He said, how hard is it to leave your family and sing all the time? I think y'all know what I'm talking about. Answer that and just show how y'all have that balance.
Well, you gotta have a godly family, godly wife, you know, godly children. You know, like you said a while ago, the devil will still try to get in and stir up mess, you know, but you've got to, it's all got to be about, you know, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's got to start in the home. You know, that's where we've talked to a lot of young groups, you know, they think you can start today and be on top today, but you cannot do that, you know, and it's all got to be about your family, you know, and you know, before I let the singing, you know, break my home up, I think I would just stay at home, you know. But I think all these years, you know, we've had godly wives and, you know, that's backing us 100%, praying for us while we're on the road, calling us while we're on the road, make sure everything is all right. Amen.
My God. So do you take the wives on the road with you? Amen. There's been times you're taking the wives on the road?
Yeah, sometimes they sort of pick the areas they like to go. It's about like shopping. They got certain areas they want to shop in, and those areas they like to go. But it's all fun, and we just thank God for the wives. They're very supportive of the ministry.
Amen. So are all of y'all original members? Is these all original members? Just explain any transition of starting, and maybe some brothers have came and gone. Just explain that to those who are listening about the history of the Alabama Spirituals.
Over the years, we've had different ones to come in, but what's so good about this, the core of the group.
It's yes.
together. That has been here from day one. So that is a tremendous blessing. Not too many groups can say that. And
that's
so
right.
that's a tremendous blessing. That gives us a good, if you want to call it, advantage in a way, and, you know, for us doing what we're doing.
Right,
because
right.
we still have the core members who have been together for a long time and know how to sing together. We've done it so much, so
Amen.
We just know each
Amen.
Other.
Amen. So we're about to get into their first track, ladies and gentlemen, and you're listening to the Kingdom Voices Gospel Radio Broadcast. We got the Alabama Spirituals. Let's be clear on here tonight. The number is 347-945-5416. That's 347-945-5416. And for those who are listening, those who are on the websites around the world, you can just definitely press 1 if you call in and get on the landlines. Amen. You can definitely call in and ask the questions to this wonderful group, a very class act, the Alabama Spirituals, excuse me. But now we're about to get into their first song. It is called Is God Satisfied? Just give us a background of that particular song, Is God Satisfied?
Yes, one thing about it, you know, that's a personal testimony for all of us. See, I have to look at myself and ask God, is what I'm doing in the ministry is pleasing to you? That's what it's all about. I can't, you know, look at nobody else's lifestyle. I have to look at my own. I always ask myself, is God satisfied with me?
Amen.
He'll
and
satisfied with him, but the question is he satisfied with us?
Amen. Amen.
What we our walk and our talk, our worship, our work. Go on.
Come on now. My God. You see him pulling on them, amen. But we loaded on here tonight, saints, amen, on the Kingdom Voices broadcast, amen. We're going to go ahead and blast this thing off live. One of y'all, just go ahead and name this song out before we get into it and let them listeners know what they're about to get into.
Is God satisfied with me?
Amen.
You heard it here first on EMG Radio, Kingdom amen. Voices.
I don't want to see that one. I want that one.
Okay, well, we go to Jesus Will Fix It For You. We having all these anointed men of God on here. You know you know you're bound to have some problems.
All right.
Yeah. Worthy. I'll play this one.
That's why I'll give you in my salvation. Of my life, and whom shall I be afraid? In death, why I pray Him for His amazing grace. I'll take time out every day and sing, worthy is He. Hallelujah. Think about it sometimes. He's worthy. Sometimes you've been my mother when mother was gone, and you are so worthy. I think about it, just one lifetime of loving you, Jesus.
Gentlemen, what you just heard is the Alabama Spirituals, Worthy is He. Now, those of y'all who are regular listeners, y'all know how it go when we have anointed people of God on this broadcast. We're going to have all kind of things happening. So we about right. We about right. Amen. We loaded. And if you don't know about the Alabama Spiritual, let's be clear, they're loaded as true men of God. And I just want to ask y'all, tell the people, how worthy is He? I mean, I noticed by the Spirit that y'all didn't just tap this thing from shallow water. Y'all were just saying worthy. That takes prayer. That takes supplication to bring that type of worthy up. Just tell the people about how worthy He is, and that y'all, the message I was trying to convey to the people on that.
Well, worthy as He is, God gave me the song. To write the song because He's worthy of all things. But
yes.
When He gave it to me and I wrote the song, we did not know or anticipate that He was going to have the impact that it had.
Mm.
Because we were just using it as another, just another song to put on the CD to finish the CD out. But through God,
yes.
God can take something that we think is not going to do anything.
Amen.
And he'll move it all around the world.
Amen.
Because what happened was we recognized that he is worthy.
Amen.
And in that situation, and see, and that's for a testimony for me because I've been through some things, and I know he's worthy.
Amen.
Because I was in the hospital 3.5 months. Didn't even know I was in the world.
My
they
Lord.
They found me dead 3 times.
Oh, Jesus.
So I know God is worthy.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And so the song has a really tremendous impact on people's lives. And I really didn't know how effective this song was, or the group didn't know it, until people come to us and told us how
Amen.
It affected their lives.
Amen. That's right. That's right.
And it's everywhere. I mean, it just, whenever the song is played, there's somebody always want to get their life to Christ, or they want to be a part of the fellowship of the Lord.
That's right.
And that's what's important. We want to make sure that they have Jesus in their life. And people got to realize God is worthy. Jesus
Come
is
on.
Worthy. He's worthy of whatever. He deserves it. We need to give it to him.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Yeah.
My Lord. We have in church up here. Amen.
Hallelujah.
The Kingdom Voices Gospel Radio broadcast. Amen. We got the Alabama Spirituals, and I just like to give a special shout out to all the Alabama listeners listening in. God bless you. All and let me just wipe the red clay off my shoes. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Let me just get on down there to Bessemer and Birmingham, Montgomery,
right.
Perry County. Amen. Hallelujah. Selma. Amen. Demopolis. Amen. We bless y'all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and thank you for tuning in to support your very own. One thing about true Alabamans, you know, they love Crimson Tide now. But let me tell you something.
Roll Tide.
They love Crimson. We ain't going to get into that right now. I'm gonna leave that alone, Alabama. But they love Well, amen. But they love God above all things.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah.
They love
God above all things. Yeah. Amen.
Yes.
Now, tell us some things about winning, amen, and being nominated for. You won some gospel awards, and you also been Dove nominated, amen, which is a very big thing in gospel music. Just tell us, how did that feel, you know, knowing that y'all have such an impact of what y'all been doing for the last 25 years?
Amen. To really get nominated for the award, we thank God for what he's doing in our lives. That, you know, our music ministry, you know, have touched people's lives, and we just want to thank the people, you know, have voted for us down through the years to receive a Dove nomination. That's the code you get to Grammy.
My Lord.
Amen. We just want to thank people for that, and that's a blessing to achieve that Dove Award. Amen. Especially also the Rhythm of Gospel Award and some more others we have received during the years. I know it's all about God. We just give him all the praise because he's the one that made all this possible.
Amen. Amen.
Yes. And also, I'd like to give a special shout-out to Danita Gibbs. Amen. Shout-out to the woman of God. Amen. Had the honor and privilege in interviewing her a while back. Amen. Definitely liked her. And if any of y'all know about her, she's a fellow Alabamian. Just go ahead and support her as well. Amen. So we're about to get into this next one. Amen. The enemy can't stop this one. We bind you in the name of Jesus.
Nice.
This is Shut Down Radio. It's going down tonight. Some folk getting free off this tonight. Praise God.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
We're about to get into Is God Satisfied? Now, we talked a little bit about that. Amen. Go ahead and just let the listeners know again about Is God Satisfied?
I'm satisfied with God, but the question is God satisfied with me?
Yeah.
My God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, come on now. You got to give us some more to that now. You just throw a nugget out there, amen.
Well, you know, as the old song says, I'm satisfied with Jesus.
My
in
God.
My heart, I am satisfied with him, but I know by us being human sometimes, we have to ask the question, is God satisfied
with us, or bringing it personally, is God satisfied with me? And certainly we ought to do all we can to, so that he can be satisfied with us.
Praise God. We about to get into Is God Satisfied, the Alabama Spirituals. Turn your radio up, turn your computers up, turn your phones up, go down iPads, let's go. Is God Satisfied? On the spot, let's go. Is God satisfied? Amen. My God, is God satisfied? I think that's a sermon and a song right there. Amen. You can preach on that, my preachers that are listening in. Amen. You can preach that next time.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. That you got a whole bunch of preachers, amen, that was singing that to you. Amen. So you don't have to go on YouTube, and snatch that off. Amen. You can take that one to the bank, Bubba. Hallelujah. Praise God.
All right.
We thank
all right.
God on, we thank God on tonight, amen, that the Alabama spirituals that stopped by on the Kingdom Voices broadcast, amen. And I just want to ask y'all, amen, where can we get this music at? Who do we contact? I've getting calls and texts. They want to know how we can get in contact to get these guys in our church.
To get the music, you can go to online, Amazon. You can go to Barnes & Noble. You can get it on CB Baby. Any outlet that you can get music from, you can get the Alabama Spirituals.
Amen. Who do we contact? They want to know contact information as far as who to contact, amen, to book y'all in these churches and you know, coliseums and things like that. Who can they go to get that information?
Yes, to book us, you can call Edwards Productions. The number is 240-882-9790. And they'll be more than happy to get you fixed up. Again, that number is 240-882-9790.
Amen, amen. And as far as your social media sites, amen, any of your representatives that they can definitely contact to connect with y'all on social media, anybody that y'all will refer them to?
Yes, they can go on Facebook and get just type in Stan Hunter and it is pull it up. You can come in and contact us through Facebook and also through you can go to Twitter. We got all these other things you can go to.
That's all right, man. That's all right.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
I know one preacher said, Twitter, I don't want to get on nothing that called Twitter. Amen. I mean, I thank God for y'all. Y'all done seen so much over the years, amen. But how does it make y'all feel, amen, when you have young groups coming in the game like the Gospel Legends and the Soul Seekers? And how does it feel when you see these young groups who you guys have impacted and doing things in the region and doing what y'all have done so long? What advice would you give these upcoming groups that's trying to do it?
The advice we would give them, I hear it's not easy sometimes, and it's going to take some patience. What's for you is for you, and a lot of prayer, and fasting and praying. If it's for you, you don't have to worry about it. It's going to come to pass. You don't have to try to do things you don't need to do to get to that next level. As long as God is for you, it's for you.
Yeah,
that's
you know,
what I tell
you.
You don't have to go behind nobody's back to try to do nothing to get to that next level. Because God, if it's for you, it's for you. One thing about it, all you do is have patience and really do what you need to do as far as getting in Christ. Stay in Christ, and that's the best way to get there.
Yeah, amen.
Yeah.
My Lord. Y'all hear that, singers? Amen. The Alabama Spirituals telling y'all to turn your plates upside down, amen. Go on a fast, amen. Get some anointing in your voice, amen, and God can use you to take you out of here. You can't go nationwide without a national anointing, amen. Praise God. So,
amen.
And that is true.
Amen.
It's got to be God who... He's the one who does the promoting of us. It doesn't matter how many pictures we take, whatever we do. If God do the promoting, nobody will still know you.
Oh, come on now.
And it doesn't matter how many lights somebody shine on you. If God don't want you known,
that's right.
Nobody
that's
will
right.
know you. God wants you known. It doesn't matter how many doors are closed, how many lights are turned off. Everybody will still know you.
That's right.
So this is God. And that's the one thing you can never forget.
And we we always like to say, I always put it on my Facebook page, what God has joined together, let no man put us under. Hallelujah.
There you go. There you go. Amen. What God has put together, let no man join together. Look at it. God has joined the Alabama Spirituals together. Amen. Y'all been doing this so long. Amen. Y'all definitely seasoned. Amen. And y'all just flow. I mean, it's how important is it to have that unison, that oneness, and being on one accord? I just want y'all to explain how it's important for the groups that are listening in to just flow in the spirit on one accord to accomplish the will that God wants to be done in the earth realm.
Most of all, like I said, knowing one another and being together, being in one accord. Because if you be on one accord, then God can use you. And you remember, we've got to understand that humble is the way. Humble is the key. We cannot get the big head in this because if you try to exalt yourself, he said you shall be abased. He will
bring
you down. So
don't try
to exalt yourself. Let God do the exalting. In that situation. And most of all, the main thing you need to understand is you got to wait your turn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
My Lord. I heard somebody in the realm say, oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
Amen. Wait your turn, amen. Let the first be last, the last will be first, amen.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Amen. I want y'all to shout out your church homes, amen, where each of you labor at, amen, your congregations, amen. You can do so at this time and shout out your church homes on the church roll call. Go ahead at this time, Alabama Spirituals.
Amen. I'd like to give a shout out to my church home, West End Baptist Church down here in Alexander City, where my pastor's at, Pastor Donald Dealing. Amen. Amen.
Yes, sir. Shout out to y'all, amen. West End Baptist Church, amen. Go ahead, next in line.
I'd like to give a shout out to everyone from Miracle Missionary Baptist Church, where I serve as pastor,
all right,
that may be listening, and the ones all across the whole wide world.
Amen.
Amen. Miracle.
First Baptist Church of Rockford, Alabama.
Hey, God. My Lord, my Lord, my Lord. Is there any more churches? Any more churches? That's it?
I have to give a shout out to Miracle Missionary Baptist Church. I just want to thank God I serve on the deacon's ministry there.
My God, my God. You know, this is what makes the Alabama Spirituals work. They are different churches, and I mean, these brothers just flowing right along. Stuff we in the body of Christ, we take stuff so for granted, amen.
That's right.
We're worrying about
right.
Who building look this way, and we're worrying about all this other stuff that
that's
just don't
right.
make a hillbilly beans, amen, and they're making a statement, amen. You know, amen. But listen, we at different church, but we serve the same boss.
That's right.
Come on now.
One God.
Amen. Amen.
The truth,
we serve
God.
The same boss. My
yeah.
God.
Amen.
Amen, amen. We're about to get into this last song, amen. Almost hate to let y'all fellas go, amen.
bless you, sir.
Well, we've enjoyed it all.
Yes.
Man, I almost hate to let y'all go, amen. Y'all so anointed, amen. Feel the peace of God all over through y'all, amen.
Hallelujah.
And it trans-
Hallelujah. Tell us about Jesus Will Fix It For You. Tell us about that.
Well, when it talks about Jesus Will Fix It For You. When you minister to people in song, some come to concerts, you know, with burdens on them. They're going through things at home, you know, maybe a relationship, job situation, some mishap in life, and they just feel like sometimes there's no hope. But that song, Jesus Will Fix It For You, will give you encouragement to go on and look to him to work things out all right, and he
amen.
Will do it.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
My God, my God. Here, we're about to get into Jesus Will Fix It For You. Amen. If you're going through something right now, I just want to encourage you by the Spirit of the Lord. Listen to this song, and amen. After we come back, we're going to get the information one more time from Brother Hunter, amen. We're going to get the information, amen, that you can get in contact with this group, get all the information, Amazon.com, all of that, amen, where you can get your library, amen. Quartet is not dead. Let's be clear. Quartet music is not dead, amen. It's still alive. It ain't going nowhere, Bubba. And you let the Alabama Spirituals tell you, they ain't going nowhere as long as they're kicking, amen. Hallelujah, praise God. Go ahead and introduce the song, fellas.
Jesus will fix it for you.
You heard it here, Kingdom Voices.
There's a little country song that we want to sing tonight. And you got to know, whenever you go to the country, you're always going to hear songs like this. Listen.
Got mad, and now here I am, Jesus. Don't have nobody else.
hard to fix it. My God. Alabama Spirituals, amen. They're telling you that God can fix it for you on here tonight, amen. So if you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, we're just going to allow the Alabama Spirituals, because I just feel this is needed right now at this point of the broadcast. I'm going to allow the Alabama Spirituals, I'm going to humble myself and allow the Alabama Spirituals to tell you, if you don't know Christ, what he can do for you.
The main thing about our singing and the thing in life, out of all that we do, out of all the singing, the preaching, the praying, it's to the end that somebody will be saved. And when it comes down to the end, that's the only thing that's going to matter, if you know Jesus Christ
Amen.
Or not.
Amen.
None of this other stuff will matter.
Amen.
But the bottom line, when it comes down to the end, do you know Jesus Christ? That's
Amen.
What will be important.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Before I get ready to let y'all fellas go, amen. Go ahead and, Brother Hunter, one of the spirituals, give out the information one more time for those who are just now joining us or who may have caught the last song or two. Amen. They could just listen in and get that information again.
Yes, if you'd like to purchase the CD, you can go to Amazon.com. You can go to Barnes & Noble's, any of the outlets on the Internet that sell CDs. You can get the Alabama Spirituals there. The CD is out there, and you can get it. Either you can call me if you can't get it. My number is 334-734-2775. And you can also call MCG Records. They're online. Just type mcgrecords.com. You can get it from them. And also, if anybody want to bring us their home city, we'd be more than happy to come. Amen. The number to contact us for bookings is, you can call Greg Evers, Evers Productions, at 240-882-9790.
My God, my God. Before I let you go, I just want y'all to go around and just name about two or three individuals that made up, because y'all some very anointed men of God. And being a man of God, there's just certain individuals you meet along the way, and there's no disrespect to anybody because you can't name everybody, but it's maybe about three or so that just come to your mind first, not the least, amen, that kind of makes up a makeup of who you are, things that encourage you. May, you know, when you can't talk to nobody or really, you know, know who to go to as a leader sometimes, amen, or though just somebody might say something that just they don't even know they're saying anything. You'd be like, man, you just put some strength in me right now. And you don't even know that God just used you. And God be using this person all the time. Man. May not even know God is using them, amen, but just have such an impact on you, amen. So I'm just let you go around, just, you know, just take this time out, amen, as a servant of God, just to thank certain individuals that have impacted you along this journey.
Amen. A good friend of mine, Brother Dave Byrne, I know he always encouraged me, and he don't even know it half of the time. You know, I come down sometimes, well, you know, he asked me, how the group doing? How's the tribe? I said, well, we doing okay. It ain't trouble. He said, one thing about it, he said, God is able. Keep your head up. And that's always, you know, give me encouragement to go on. I can always name him Brother Dave Byrne. He always encouraged me to keep your head up and keep going, because God is in charge.
Amen. Amen. My wife is kind of my backbone. She'll tell me I'll get disheartened about some things because she's in the singing business and she know how it is. And she'll just tell me, hold your head up. You know, no matter what people say, you know, God is still in control. Amen. And he's going to work things out for you. And my pastor, he'll have a talk with us. He said, Brother Lee, if I don't see you all in church on Sunday mornings, I know if you're not sick, you're on the road singing. So I just thank God for them. And there's more, you know, we could name, but thank God for those.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. A good friend of mine, Pastor Chris Milliner, has always encouraged me and called me. Basically, he'll try to call every week or we, you know, call each other or something. He always you know, has an encouraging word and stuff, and asked about the group, and asked about how's the group doing and stuff like that. And like I said, the wife is, they helped us out a lot.
Amen.
Remember,
amen.
when you leave the stage, you got to go back home.
That's right.
Come on now.
Gotta have
Come on now.
That's understandable of what you're trying to do. As long as you're doing what you're supposed to do, then you won't have no regrets from it.
Amen.
Amen. And you know, I just kind of felt that just now. Is there any more from any of the spirituals that they wanted to?
Yeah, I think I voiced the sentiment of the majority of us is our wives are our
Amen.
Biggest encouragement.
Amen.
Yeah.
Or some, you know, have some church members and some other minister friends who love singing, love quartet singing, who continues to, you know, pray for us and, you know, and encourage us. And it's good to have that support, you know. Everyone needs encouragement every now and then. It doesn't matter what walk of life you're in. You just need it. And so, but I think our families, our wives, they are the ones who I say would be number one. It would be them.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
My gosh. My God. So how long y'all been married? And I just kind of feel like I want to end this on the note of the wives, amen, because besides every strong man of God, amen, there's a woman walking the floor or while she cooking, singing a hymn to herself and saying, Lord, just cover that man of mine. Just cover them. How long y'all men of God been married here?
I've been married 30-something years.
My God. My God, my God.
About 15.
Stan, ooh. I've been married 26.
My Lord. My God, my God. Well, I guess since I asked that, you know, ain't no time limit. We still got a few minutes left. I mean, I'm going with the Holy Ghost, amen. How do you keep it together ministering to your wives, doing the music for those many artists that are listening now?
Most of all, in my wife's case, she loves music. She loves singing, and
Amen.
So she loves to go most time. Like I said, when I do go, you know, if she can go, I take her with me. See, and that's a big help right there because, you know, not the fact nobody's jealous or all that right there, but that shows a good foundation.
Amen.
Yes.
Because you're going there to sing. You're going there to take care of business. You're not there to do other things.
Come on now.
You have to show your wives there that you are not there for a funny business, but you're there to go ahead and do your job and hoping that people will come to Christ and through your singing and all that situation. So that brings a lot of things together.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. All right, amen. Is there any last words, amen, before we let you go, amen? Any last words, amen?
Well, we just want to thank you personally for this time
amen.
Having this
amen.
Interview.
It has
been a joy and a blessing to us, and hopefully we can do it again sometime in the future.
Oh, y'all will be back. I don't think that. Y'all definitely will be back, amen. I know that y'all won the hearts of the many people who are listening, amen. And y'all ain't had no questions, so I'm doing my job. So I thank God for that. Y'all ain't driving me up the walls tonight with these questions, amen. So I must be doing my job, amen. So I thank y'all for taking it easy on me tonight, amen. But I
amen.
Thank God for amen. Y'all, amen. And I just want you, anyone going to lead us out in prayer, amen. I just humble myself to the man of God, amen, and just anybody who the Lord touches right now, because I just kind of feel somebody got an anointing to do this at this time.
Father, we thank you for this interview tonight,
yes,
and we
yes,
pray
Lord,
that it
Lord.
Will go out
yes,
and
yes.
touch hearts.
Thank you.
The
thank
different
you.
Things that have been voiced and said. And
yes,
we thank
yes,
you for
yes,
this
yes,
radio
Lord.
Ministry and this announcer who
yes,
goes out
yes,
all
yes.
over the world
yes, Lord,
and
yes.
carrying this good news
yes,
into
Lord.
Homes
yes,
and into hearts.
Yes, yes,
and I pray that you will continue
yes.
to anoint him afresh.
Yes, yes, do that, Lord.
Give,
Lord
anoint
right now,
him
God.
So that he may
yes,
be a
right
tremendous
now,
blessing.
Yes,
yes,
Lord.
Give
yes,
him
yes,
a
Lord.
Double portion. Give
Please,
this station.
Yes.
Yes,
give them what they stand in need of,
yes,
so they can reach
they
more
can
and more people
right now,
and be able to send out on the airwaves and on
thank
the internet,
Lord.
Satellite, to those who are burdened down, that they can get lifted
all
up.
Over this
thank you right now.
You. All over
this just
world.
Anoint this whole place, even
right
now, as we are praying, somebody is listening. Somebody's getting healed
right
now. Somebody's getting delivered. Somebody's
hallelujah.
Right
hallelujah.
Now, in the mighty name
thank you,
of Jesus,
Lord. Thank you,
we ask that you are blessed,
right
and we
now,
will
God.
Continue to praise you.
Yeah.
Lord.
In
it, Lord.
Jesus, name.
It, Lord.
Jesus' name,
our Christ.
Yes,
amen.
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 Thank you, Lord.
The Alabama Spirituals, good night from the Kingdom Voices broadcast.
Yeah! Oh! Sometimes you've been my mother. keeps burning. He kept me. God ain't never left me. He just been good to me. Somebody know what I'm singing about here. Have you been good to me?